Okay, good evening. So today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Tezayin. There's a practice that we do that it's a little difficult to understand why we do this, and that is on Shabbos and Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, during Birkas HaMazon, we say Migdol, and during the weekday, we say Magdil. Why do we do that? Because you look in the Siddur, and it says during the weekday, you do say Magdil, and Shabbos Yom Tov and Rosh Chodesh, you say Migdol. So what's the reason for this, and how does it relate to our daf? So first of all, the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Pei Tes Sif Katan Aleph. So he explains that Migdol, it's a cholam. So that nakuda of a cholam, the O sound, that refers to a Melech Gadol, a big king, a great king, and the Chirik, the Magdil. So that refers to a smaller vowel. That's referring to Melech Katan. So we honor, now again, let me make this clear, that there are these praises that David HaMelech gave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to God. It's virtually identical how it's written in Sefer Shmuel and Sefer Tehillim, except that in Sefer Tehillim it says Magdil, and in Shmuel, it says Migdol. So that's the only difference, okay? So we say Migdol on Shabbos because the Cholam, that's a greater sound. And on Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, we should honor Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh by mentioning that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is seen as a greater king, because a king, to some extent, is relative. It's how we view him. You know, we view him as our king. So we're more cognizant of Hashem's glory on Shabbos. So we refer to him as a Melech Gadol, as opposed to not the same during the weekday. And he gives another reason, which is that Magdil is said in Tehillim. And David HaMelech wrote Tehillim before David HaMelech was not king. And David HaMelech, when David HaMelech said it in Sefer Shmuel, so that's Migdol, that was when he was king. So in other words, again, the notion of, you know, a higher level of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Now, that's nothing to do with our daf. And there's a sefer, I'll just finish with this. Lev Shlomo says the following. He says, if daf kuf tezayim and beis, so there's a discussion about you're not supposed to read ksuvim on Shabbos because of bittul beis medrash. Because apparently the rabbi was giving his Shabbos drasha. He'd give drasha about halacha. And people, okay, they like halacha, but what would they rather do? They'd rather read some nice ksuvim, some light reading, some ksuvim. They like to read Eov, it's like light reading, or Tehillim, it's light reading. They don't want to hear this halacha. So therefore, they said, you're not allowed to read ksuvim on Shabbos. It's preferable to read halacha as opposed to ksuvim. So again, we try to avoid that. The question, how much lemaisa do we paskin? Is it only, you know, but in the morning, is it when it's applied? It's a question. But what he writes here, if you have the option to read from Navi or Ksuvim, you should read from Navi as opposed to Ksuvim. So he says in Psukei Zimra, all of Psukei Zimra comes from Tehillim. So that's already part of the Tefillah. But if you have the option to recite from the Navi or from the Ksuvim, you should recite from the Navi. So therefore on Shabbos, doesn't really answer for Rosh Chodesh though. But he says on Shabbos, right? So we say Migdol because that comes from the Navi, as opposed to the weekday. We write from Magdol from Ksuvim. So he wants to use our Gemara to try to answer this, you know, difficult question: why we switch from Magdol to Migdol between Shabbos and during the week.